In this week's column, I want to share an inspiring story about patron Nadia Sinclair and her gardening project here at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. Her passion for planting and cultivating has blossomed into a heartwarming endeavor, as she dedicates herself to growing callaloo and sharing its abundant benefits with the community. Nadia has a passion for planting and gardening, having grown up on a farm in Jamaica, where callaloo is a staple in cuisine. Callaloo, also known as amaranth, is a resilient plant that thrives across the globe, offering its seeds as nutritious grains, packed with vital vitamins A and C, calcium, and manganese. In Jamaica, the main dish, callaloo, is made with leaves and sautéed in onions, garlic, peppers, and tomatoes. It's a very versatile way to add nutrients to your day, she said, noting it can be added to all types of dishes from spaghetti and stir-fry to stews and smoothies. Callaloo can even be chopped and frozen in the winter to enjoy year-round. Championing callaloo as a superfood, Nadia delights in sharing the benefits of this crop through her grassroots initiative, aptly named Care with Callaloo. By applying agricultural principles, Nadia engages, educates, and promotes self-sufficiency and food security within the community. It was during the pandemic that Nadia noticed the issue of food insecurity within the community, which reignited her passion for growing. It really touched me, she said, noting food insecurity was not on her radar until it started hitting closer to home, with many out of work and struggling to make ends meet. In response, Nadia turned her backyard and a friend's farm into bountiful gardens, producing a generous variety of nourishing produce such as tomatoes, potatoes, cucumbers, bell peppers, callaloo, and lettuce. Her selfless efforts were directed toward sharing these fresh provisions with others in need, including the food bank, the Danube Seniors Leisure Center, and the Blue Door Shelter. "I always share," she said. "Food security starts at the seed." While she never sought payment for her produce, many in the community gratefully offered donations. In a gesture of gratitude, Nadia decided to magnify her impact by pledging to donate 25% of the proceeds to local charities, including the Out of the Cold Cafe and the Impact Youth and Cultural Center. This year, Nadia hopes to partner with local organizations and volunteers to foster a sense of community and enlighten others about the remarkable benefits of growing callaloo. It will be fun to watch this crop grow over the summer at the library, with the first sprouts already starting to peek through the soil. We'll keep track of the callaloo garden over the summer on social media and, hopefully, Nadia will join our booth at the market later this summer to demonstrate callaloo cooking. If you are inspired to embark on your own callaloo growing adventure this summer, fear not. We are pleased to offer callaloo seeds at our seed library, accessible here. To learn more about Nadia's initiative, follow her Instagram page at Care with Callaloo or send her an email at nsinclair@gmail.com. Till next week, happy reading and growing. Natasha Philpott is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. You can email her at nphilpott@bradford.library.on.ca.